This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick story, Jeremy. You know, I don't ever really drink all of my coffee in the morning when I come, and yeah. I always reheat it. So, Joe, I put it in the microwave, put it on a normal 2 minutes, went to the bathroom where I was harassed by Jeremy by the urinal where he sounded like the ghost from the movie Ghost in the Subway. Get off of my urinal!
Get off of my train!
I told Bob I just peed there. I marked that territory. That's my urinal.
So I came back to the microwave, and it exploded all over everywhere. So thank God for Jess for helping me wipe all that stuff up before Ann comes in.
Yeah, you better get that clean.
Yeah, I got it clean. Thank you, Jess. Brock Purdy was once Mr. Irrelevant. Number one, do you think Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback?
He's on that cusp. Here's what I think. If he's on my team, I think I got to pay him and keep him. If he's not, I don't know that I need to overpay to go get that guy. You know what I mean? Like, they're projecting him to get a nice chunk of change. And I even heard Vinny talking about him getting the type of money that Jalen Hurts is going to look at, you know, comparatively speaking. And I thought that kind of made sense. The one thing I'll say about Brock Purdy is nobody wants to give him credit and just say he's got the most talented team around him. That was partially true. He's way more athletic than people want to give him credit for. He runs a lot. He creates space to throw down the field. So I'd probably lean more, yes, I'd pay him. But he'd have to be one of the guys. He'd have to be my guy. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not going out in free agency and overspending for him.
Brock Purdy, 67% completion, 69% completion. Last year, 66. 13 touchdowns in limited games. 31 touchdowns in limited games. Last year, 20. 4,200 yards, 3,800 yards. Passer rating, 107.3, 113. 96.
You know who
his numbers are going in the wrong direction for a guy. To me, franchise quarterbacks elevate people around them.
Fair enough.
I don't think Joe Burrow almost got in the playoffs this year with a defense that wouldn't get into the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
All right? He almost got in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, we saw him take a team from 4-5 to playoffs his rookie year. You know what I mean? We see Josh Allen. We see those guys are franchise quarterbacks. Those guys are going to play well. Their teams are going to contend.
So in your mind, there's only like 5 to 6, maybe a couple more?
Yes.
Okay.
And all of those cats, those other cats shouldn't be getting $55 million a year.
Yeah, it's always
getting out of control.
Next.
It's getting out of control right now. Brock Purdy is not a $55 million a year quarterback. If he gets in good form, that's not the discussion. The discussion is not whether he's going to get it. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
To me, he ain't worth that. He's not. He's a guy that's as good as what's around him. He's not going to elevate what's around him.
So it's funny because I kind of compare Brock Purdy. You remember when Kirk Cousins was on Washington and he just thrown for a 5,000-yard season and everybody's like, do you think he's a franchise guy? And my statement there was kind of the same. Like, if I'm Washington, I'm trying to keep him because I think he's good enough to win with.
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
And I think Brock Purdy's the same. I'm not saying they're the same skill set. I'm just saying the same type of guy. You can win with him. I mean, they've gotten there. He's been hurt. He's had a couple significant injuries, too. That's the other thing you have to look at. But, yeah, I agree with you that I don't know that I want to pay him $55 million, but he's definitely going to get it.
Again, that's not the conversation.
No matter what Invoke thinks, he's going to get it.
Never going to get it. Lamar Jackson's average salary is $52 million a year. Now, we can say about other quarterbacks, but we're gonna key in on our guy. If Brock Purdy gets $55 million a year, Lamar Jackson should go in and ask for a raise. Instantly. You got this cat $55 million a year, and we know that it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But to me, you can't pay Brock Purdy $55 million a year when Lamar Jackson makes 52. Joe, I think that's how the market should be. The market shouldn't be next guy gets the biggest contract. The market should be, wait a minute. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, these guys making that. We ain't paying you more than them.
Well,
how do you go in and get more than them instantly?
Have your contract come up after theirs, and then they use that contract as a benchmark of where you want to be. And then
that's where the system's flawed.
It is. I mean, the position is so overpaid. So much money goes into it, and it just ties up so much of your cap. And that's why you hear the window. People always talk about the window when you get a quarterback on a rookie deal. When they had Lamar on that rookie deal, it's like you want to win during this time because now you can allocate money to all these other parts and make your team better. But once that quarterback's got to get paid, you're like, damn, okay, we're going to pay him. So that means we're going to lose a starting safety, we're going to lose a right guard, and we're going to lose one of our tight ends. You know, like you start looking at those things, and I'm not saying it always happens like that, but when you start paying your quarterback and you're going to put 50-some million, and what teams will do is they'll finagle the salary cap, too, to backload the contract to try to make it easier in the first couple of years. But what's that do when you get to year three or year four? It's like, he's due how much money? Like, you had guys that had almost half the cap, or I mean 40% of the cap, just going to one player.
Lamar Jackson, by the way, his cap hit next year is $43,650,000.
Which, when you said it's an average, if you're talking about an average of $52 million, that means it's backloaded as well. That's why we talk about a restructure is going to have to happen at some point.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. San Francisco 49ers will rule the day they pay this kid $55 million a year. They'll rule the day.
Yeah.
He's not that cat. He's not that. I'm not asking the question, is he a good quarterback? He's a good quarterback. There are a lot of good quarterbacks. He's not a franchise quarterback.
Agreed. I mean, in amongst the terms, if you're looking at it from your standpoint, because when I said franchise quarterback, I think about guys that you want to pay that you're going to win, that you can win with.
Right.
Because I think there are a bunch of those guys. Like, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is a franchise guy the way I did when he first came in the league. He's got to really showcase something. I've watched enough from Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud to go, I like both of those guys. And by the way, Bryce Young showed enough now where it's like, I want to see what he has. But again, you got to build up to him.
It. Yeah. It's obvious that the problem with Carolina was not him.
Yep. So
you didn't develop that kid. You didn't put the pieces around him. And when you had the loaded gun to your head and you had to do it, you did it. He got it done.
Mm-hmm.
You put some pieces around Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young's a quarterback. And is he that franchise guy? I don't know. But again, you're talking about guys you can win with. You put the right pieces around him. He's that guy.
Like Herbert, you'd consider him a franchise guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Herbert elevates you.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it's not a lot of those cats in the league, man. Well, if you go around the league, Buffalo has one. I don't think Miami has one.
Nope.
It remains to be seen whether the Patriots have one. I mean, the Ravens have one. The Bengals have one.
The Chiefs.
The Texans have one. The Chiefs have one.
Washington.
Chargers have one. Yeah, yeah. Washington has one.
You putting Jalen Hurts in there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if Jalen Hurts elevates you.
I mean, I think it's fair. Like, if you're using your criteria for franchise, I think you're absolutely right. Like, I think there are some people. It's the same thing when it's subjective when you call somebody elite. You know, that whole thing with Joe Flacco. It's like, is he elite? I mean, I don't know. But, damn, he's got 11 touchdowns and 0 picks and a playoff run and a Super Bowl to go along with it.
He played elite.
Yeah. So, I mean, call it what you want to call it. But I think it's, I mean, I hate saying beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But depending on how you look at it, according to your standards for franchise, you're right. There's probably 7-8 guys in the league that you put in that category.